And this is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Authorities say that a child has been fatally shot and two police officers were wounded when gunfire erupted at a home in the city of Lafayette. Lafayette Police Department says at least three officers responded to a call about a fight in progress early Saturday morning. The department said someone shot at the three officers when they arrived. One returned fire. The Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office says a child was wounded and died Saturday afternoon. The suspect and two other people were also wounded. Authorities did not say Sunday if investigators have determined who fired the shots that hit the woman and the children. The fall election season will ramp up this week as three-day qualifying begins tomorrow for candidates to sign up for elected positions they would like to serve. There are seven major candidates in the governor's race. Political analyst Bernie Pinsonat says we'll know by the end of business on Thursday if all seven will actually have their name on the ballot.
At the end of qualifying, we won't be guessing. We won't be talking about who or what if. We'll be talking. We'll actually have the names.
Pinsonat says at the moment there are seven candidates actively campaigning for governor, but there is a chance that one or two of them will look at the political landscape and then decide not to qualify.
The question is for them, do I have enough money? Can I make an impact? Or am I just going to do this? Am I running just because I got nothing better to do? I have no chance to win.
Now, Pinsonat says there still is time for a surprise entrance into the governor's race. He says it's unlikely, but it's still possible, especially if that person has deep pockets and can self-finance much of their campaign. Voters will also be choosing new statewide elected officials or re-electing in some cases. Pinsonat says he expects the race for attorney general, state treasurer, and secretary of state will be hotly contested, even though there's not as much money floating around in those races.
The secretary of state is very high profile now because all the voter fraud allegations across the country. Is our elections system safe?
It's back to school time as most students return to class this week. Louisiana Highway Safety Commission spokesperson Gregory Fisher says that means the return of school zone speed limits.
20 miles an hour is going to be the general school zone speed when it's in effect in the morning and in the afternoon.
Louisiana law prohibits drivers from using handheld cell phones while driving through an active school zone. A first-time violation can cost a driver $500. Every subsequent violation will result in an up to $1,000 fine and a 60-day suspended driver's license. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a community service of the University of Louisiana Monroe.